2. My sister and I both died on our 16th birthdays. We were fraternal twins, though you wouldn't necessarily know it from a first glance. Ash had the posture of a dancer and a confidence readable in every gesture, as if all her actions were part of a subtle but commanding performance, a summoning to gather round and watch. I, on the other hand, tried to hide behind hair grown long over my eyes, a boy who sought the nearest corner upon entering a room and let his sister take the center of the floor. If you'd met the two of us back then, you would have said life had given its clear vote to one over the other. And yet, when death came for us, it chose her over me, holding her in its grasp and tossing me back to a world I barely recognized without my sister in it. Before the day we turned 16, we lived the whole of our lives in the same house, the nicest house on one of Royal Oak's nicest streets, though in both cases only marginally so. The Royal, as we called it, be loyal to the Royal, the slogan of local businesses, was pleasant but consistent in its modesty, having none of the monster Renos or brand-name designer shops of Grosse Pointe or the newer suburbs miles farther from the city of Detroit. Most families we grew up with were in the middle of the middle class, professionals on their way up or down, a smattering of tradesmen who'd borrowed all they could to move north of 8 Mile. By comparison to most of our neighbors, we were exceptional, not because of money, but because of Ash. The girl everyone said could be a model, an actress, a president of the United States one day. Ashley Orchard was royal royalty. Ashley, on straight-A report cards and graduation honors lists and the Detroit Free Press Metro Section review of a stunning turn by the star of Dondero High's production of South Pacific. But in the real, living world, she was only ever Ash. Beautiful Ash, though it is the sort of beauty that comes with an asterisk. Beautiful in the way our father once called ugly beautiful. Her features so excessively lovely taken on their own that, in their assembly, she suggested the alien, the genetically modified, two blue eyes set too far apart, limbs and fingers too extraterrestrially long. By looking at our family,